Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC. I am Maceo, your host.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Once again, this is Maceo, your host for Everything EHC, recorded right here at Enchanted Hills Camp for the very first time ever this summer. We have been doing podcasting from the Kiva in the podcast room. The leaves are blowing in a hot breeze out there in the redwood forest behind the windows. I have two awesome camper guests in a getting to know our campers segment here. Please introduce yourselves one at a time, how long you've been coming to camp, and where you're from.
I'm Finley, and this is my seventh here at camp, and I'm from Davis, California.
And I'm Rebecca, aka Bex, and I am from Orange, California, and this is my 12th year at camp.
12th year, Bex. You hang on to the microphone. I have a couple of quick questions for you.
Okay.
One is, you've gone through the youth program and now into the teen program and also have done family camps, correct?
Yep.
And so you're a pretty experienced camper up here at Enchanted Hills. What are some of the things that you look forward to and enjoy doing here at Enchanted Hills?
I really like to just kind of meet with everybody again and see all my friends and meet new people. And I just like to visit all my old favorite places and do my favorite things, like the talent show.
Yeah, super good performance yep. The other night.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
And I just love all the food. The food is really good.
Nice, nice. We get compliments on the food. That's excellent. Do you have any hobbies outside of camp? Anything you like to do outside of school? Any hobbies? Anything quirky or fun that you do outside of Enchanted Hills?
Yeah, I love reading and writing fan fiction, and I also like to do Legos. I love Legos. And also, I think my two favorite hobbies are, well, my three favorite hobbies are reading, audio editing, and voice acting for fun. I love to do voice acting, and I also like to sing, so I have a lot of hobbies, yeah.
Nice, nice, excellent. I have an idea for us for next year. I plan on continuing this podcast, but I don't want to do the same questions and the same things every year. So one of the things I want to do with you guys, which we tried to do last year, was a play. But instead of doing a play, I would like to do different podcasts of different scenes.
Ooh.
With voice acting and sound effects and so on and so forth. So we could actually be reading the Braille and doing the voice acting and doing the sounds. Particularly the zombie one would be a good one to do. And you guys practiced it a little bit. I know you did all right on that.
Yeah, that was really fun.
And I think I might be able to get that going again and start a fiction podcast and just do a different scene every day and have you guys work on each scene the night before. Do you know what I mean? Practice it up, come up with ideas for cool, fun podcasting.
Yeah, that sounds really fun.
That sounds fun, huh? Okay, Finley, tell us about yourself and what's going on this summer with you at camp. What do you enjoy?
Well, I like to come back and I see all my friends, and that's really fun. I like going to the Hogan, lots of arts and crafts, and the Keep is always fun. The food is really good.
Well, there you go.
I'm hoping they'll bring back Burrito Bar.
Burrito Bar. That didn't happen this year yet, did it?
I heard a rumor it might be tonight, but I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, we'll find out from the kitchen. Okay, so now that we got to know you guys a little bit on that aspect, you guys suggested that we talk about something specific, and so we're just going to get right to that, and I'm going to ask you each the same question, which is, you're both visually impaired or mostly blind, and you also are part of the LGBT community, and I'm wondering what the challenges are. Well, like I said earlier to you guys, it's challenging being blind, and it's also challenging being part of that community at this point in time. So I would imagine that you guys are challenged. And how do you meet those challenges? What do you do to stay positive? And how do you feel about those two things being together, I guess, is the question.
Well, for me, I guess for me, I don't really care what anybody else thinks. I just do whatever makes me happy, and I just, if I have friends who think, oh, you're weird, or oh, you're stupid, or whatever, I just either don't talk to those people, or I just kind of try to explain to them, like, this is me, this is who I am, and you can either accept me, and we can continue to be friends, or you can still be, like, not accepting of me, and then I don't really want to be your friend because you're not accepting me as a person. And yeah, that's how I do.
I like it. I like it. It's kind of an all or nothing thing with you, isn't it? It's like, so you, this is kind of an interesting question. Have you had any difficulties with people feeling the same way about your blindness?
Well,
Do you get my question? Is it more challenging to be part of the community, or more challenging to be blind, or is it just all kind of put together? You just really don't care, and you're all right with who you are.
Yeah, I think it's like the same for both of them. Like, if someone's gonna judge you because you're blind, or because you're like, I don't know, just something's different about you or something. Like, I don't like how people, especially sighted people, they're just so quick to judge, and they don't really give any time to get to know the person on the inside. They see something, like, it might be like, I don't know, like something.
Oh, I got an example. Like, I guess that there are a bunch of, like, lots of blind people tend to rock back and forth, and I do that myself. Like, I don't know, it's just something I do, and I guess sighted people don't really do that. And like my mom says, people see you rocking back and forth and they go, oh, something's wrong with them, you know?
And it's just something blind people do.
Yeah.
That's it. You get used to seeing it, you know, people just relaxing and chilling out, and blind people sway back and forth, and automatically you would think, oh, something's wrong with that person, but there legitimately is not anything wrong with that person.
Yeah, well, for me, I think what I do the most is I don't rock, but I do, like, if I'm talking to someone, my head is usually down, like, if I'm, like, sitting at school or something, or just, you know, like, sitting, doing whatever, listening to music or whatever, my head is, like, down, and I'm not really smiling, so when I talk to people, I try to, like, fit, people have told me that when I'm talking to people, my head, like, goes more up,
right,
and I tend to look at them more, but I don't think it's, like, I think I do fewer facial expressions and fewer gestures and stuff than normal sighted people do, but like when I'm just sitting down, like doing my own thing, my head is usually down, or if I'm like listening to the teacher, like if the teacher's talking or something or whatever, my head is like, if I'm not talking to anyone, my head is usually down and stuff, and I'm not really smiling. So people have told me to smile more and put my head up more, but like, I don't know, I mean I want people to see that even though I look like I'm not happy or whatever, I am. But this is just my way, because I haven't had to look at anyone or anything. So I guess all my life my head has just been like kind of like, because I haven't really had to use it, had to put my head up for anything except to talk to people. That's just my assumed position, I guess. So
yep.
I just... Like,
and it's a common perception that people think there's something wrong with you because your head is down and you're not smiling and you're just chilling out. And so they're always, what's wrong, Bex? What's wrong?
Yeah.
You should, if you're going to be happy, you should pick your head up and smile.
Yeah.
that doesn't make sense, first of all. And second of all, so what if your head is down and you're not smiling in your own zone? And you're in your own zone. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like my aide... She actually looks, I don't know if she's aware of this, but she actually looks, like she has like this mad look on her face and she never smiles or anything. And so, One time, these people come up to me because she left me because in my IP we had made it so that she would leave me alone now. So these people came up to me and they were like, "Hey, no offense, but your aunt kind of scared us." And I thought, I've always thought, like, this whole time I thought it was me that they didn't want to associate with.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, because my head was down and because I wasn't smiling, but really, it was her. She was looking all mad and intimidating and stuff. So, actually, when she left, when she started leaving me and stuff like that, all these people came up to me and, like, we just started socializing and stuff, and it was really cool. Like,
very, very interesting story.
Yeah, they didn't really care that I was blind. I thought that they thought that I was blind and weird and stuff, but it was actually my aid.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Are you an active member in the LGBT community, in your community?
I am not, actually. I'm not, like, involved in
any
like, group activities or whatever. Like, I know Finley is, but I'm not, but I am, you know.
Yeah, Finley?
You're a card-carrying member.
A card-carrying member. Okay, there you go. Finley, thank you for sharing those thoughts, Bex. Great story there. That was a good one. Finley, why don't you answer the same question that I asked earlier? The challenges of both.
Well, I think, like, being blind is more like an accessible thing and, like, interacting with people. But, like, part of the LGBT community is, like, people, like, how they see you. And so, like, they're both difficult to deal with, but I think it's, like, two different things. And
gotcha.
In the middle.
Yeah, they're somehow glued together.
Yeah. And I've never really met, like, a lot of other blind LGBT people. Like, I know, like, Lighthouse went and marched in Pride, and I heard about that. That was really cool. And I've met a couple people at camp, but it's, like, hard to find people at that intersection.
Yeah, where there's both. Yeah, exactly. Both meeting. Do you feel comfortable explaining your philosophy?
Oh.
On how you feel? What's going on with you? If you don't, that's okay. I'm just asking.
What was the question?
Well, I'm just asking how you're involved in the LGBT community and how you maybe perceive yourself or how you view camp coming here as part of that community.
Well, camp's been great. I started coming here when I was in, like, fourth grade, and you know, I'm still like la la la. And then, like, a year ago, I was able to change my name, which was great. And then I came to camp and, you know, I sent an email to Tony. He was like, "Yeah, we can get everyone to call you Finley now." And everyone's been really great about that. No one's been like, "Ooh."
Yeah, no, people have been great.
Yeah, which is fabulous.
So camp was actually an easy transition for you in going from little kid into now young adult.
Yeah, it's been really well. It's really helped, like, ease the way into
the tension. Yeah. So how do you feel overall, like, is it something that you get down and out about, being blind and having to deal with those challenges as well as your own personal challenges, or are you okay with yourself and you just are good and happy and can take life as it comes, or do you let some of the things in the world bring you down?
I think most of the time I just kind of do my own thing and block it out. But, you know, every once in a while, some stuff is like, man, it's rough out
there. It is rough out there. It's so rough. I definitely feel like we escape from all that roughness out here at camp. And our campers are our people and our friends and our family. And there's no differentiating anybody for any reason here. Whether it's visual impairment or the way we perceive ourselves or other people, we all help each other here in a giant family of love and friendship. You guys are definitely a blessing to this camp and have helped me in my perception as someone who hasn't had a lot of experience with the LGBT community. Now having some friends and some comfort in knowing that it's just people. Fun, happy,
yay!
Yeah, exactly. Just doing what you do and being who you need to be, and we're all okay with that.
For me, I I don't usually get upset about stuff or stuff like that. I think I'm mostly with Finley. I tend to like block out people who tend to like judge or, you know, talk bad about people only because they're like blind or they have another disability or stuff like that. But that doesn't make them any less of a person. So when, I mean, there are times when I get, you know, like depressed about being blind and stuff. I'm pretty sure everyone's gone through that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but luckily I have things, like I always have something to do that can make me feel better. Like I have friends, I have my books.
Hobbies, your hobbies.
I feel like books for me, books are really great to escape. Like if I'm feeling stressed or depressed or something, if I'm reading a book, I can just read more of it, and then I can kind of escape into the world of the book and the character and just kind of forget about my own life. And then by the time I stop reading for the day, then I feel better. And I also talk to my friends too. My friends, they're really great at helping me with my, like, they're really great at helping cheer me up. And so I really love, like, all of this stuff. And camp is amazing.
Amazing,
yes.
Yeah.
I love camp. It's so much fun to just
good
get away from everything and just to be with all your friends and to hang out with a bunch of people all in one place and do a bunch of fun stuff like this.
Perfect. Do you you plan on, you got a few more years, right?
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to take, I have 3 more years of high school, so I think I have like a few more years, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so now this is the point where I like to give you an opportunity to shout out to anybody that's on the internet, anybody out there who's listening or who may listen, to who you want to give a shout out to or some props, anybody?
Well, I know we both really like Weird Al.
Yeah.
So if he ever hears this, yeah, he should do like some sort of Weird Al.
We love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enchanted Hills Camp loves our campers, and we love you guys, and it wouldn't be Enchanted Hills Camp without you folks. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't,
yeah.
We wouldn't have the fun that we do. We wouldn't have the accessible activities, and we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Mm.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So your insight, your input here at Everything EHC is just as important as everybody else's, and we love hearing all the things that everybody has to say, all the opinions. It's the people here that make it spectacular. There's some bravery and some awesomeness and some cool things going on here at this podcast. And I commend you both for being here and talking about this subject matter with me on Everything EHC. EHC is
the place to be.
Thank you, Finley and Bex, for joining us on Everything EHC. You good?
Yep.
Yeah, you're just good. You're good?
Yeah.
You're good? Okay. All right. You've been listening to Everything EHC. I'm Maceo, your host. Tune in soon. We have so much more on the way. Thank you, Finley and Bex, for joining us. And have a great day. We'll talk soon.